So with that, I don't see anyone in the I don't see anyone
in the queue.
But Jack, do you want anything else? Do you want to say anything else?
I just want to say that that's what we've been talking about is keep it simple. There's a saying, keep it simple. Kids, keep it simple and duplicatable, which it is. Keep it simple, kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. But really, keeping it simple for your body in the beginning is amazing. That doesn't mean that later on you can't have a different kind of dish. But really, it's like going back down to the basics for digestion, absorption, and elimination. Most of the people, I'd have to say 99.9% of the people that start Flush Your Fat for Good for either health reasons, because it's not just about losing fat, it's about being, you know, to be lean and healthy, but it's also to lose the fat. If you're 20 pounds over fat, you're not digesting, you're not absorbing, and you're probably not eliminating 3 times minimum a day. But if you get your gut to the point where it's functioning like a lean, mean machine, your digestion, which starts in the mouth. So all these gimmicks out there that, oh, you know, we're going to give you I was watching the commercial Belly Buster and two shakes with the bars. And if you'd like to eat, this is what you get to do. All of that stuff is only going to create such health issues. Yeah, they might lose fat and they might say, oh yeah, now my blood sugar's down. But honest to God, 10 to 1 with all the food that I see that they're eating, they're creating fatty livers, they're having horrible digestive issues, they're not absorbing maybe 10% of their food. You know, just to look good in your coffin is not what you want. You know, I always say, oh, you know, they're doing, somebody came to me and said, yeah, I'm doing this on and off program. I eat one day, I'm off the next. They're going to look good in their casket. That's all there is to it. And these other programs that are very hard and difficult on the body, Flush Your Fat for Good is like no other program. It's based on biochemistry and physiology. And it's simple. That's the key. It is so simple that you just have to know your fruits 20 minutes, your starches are 2 hours, your proteins 4 hours. And all you have to learn is with the lifestyle to begin with in phase one, what are the additions, the products that you take, the drink that you drink, and the things that are essential when you are choosing to eat your proteins and your fruits. Again, phase one is no starches, but phase two, all you're adding in is your starches, but they're healthy starches. And if you're going someplace and you're going to have a treat or want alcohol, then you wait till all your fat's off, because trust me, alcohol and treats are going to be there next year.
That's what I said, yeah.
Don't feel as though you're being left out. Oh, my God, I just really, you know, and I think I saw a post, I think it was by Kirsten, and just when I was looking at the food she posted, I started to get nauseous.
Yeah.
And on each picture, she goes, I blew it, and I felt so bad. And at this, while everybody was dancing, she was in the toilet, you know. And you guys have to understand, that might be miserable and she'll get better, but people do this all the time, and then you wonder why rectal and colon cancers are very high on the list.